This is Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
Hal Steinbrenner's concerned, so should you be. Carlin, 800-919-3776, abbreviated version. Lightning round, some call it. 800-919-ESPN, get involved early. Do it via Twitter if you need to, at Chris Carlin. Do it on Instagram, that guy Carlin over there. The video stream, you can put your comments up and we will use them in the show. They are up and running over at ESPN New York's Facebook page and 98.7 ESPN New York's Twitter handle. So it might have flown a little bit under the radar, but Bob Clappish today in NJ.com had an exclusive that Hal Steinbrenner is apparently a little bit concerned by the Yankees right now. And I found that very, very interesting that through nine games, the owner of the team, who has always been mild-mannered and not somebody who has, frankly, been like his father, where he has been out front on everything, he does not talk to the papers a lot. He does not put himself in front of the camera a lot, or the microphone for that matter, but he is reportedly concerned by the Yankees. I want to read you this one little section from Bob Clappish's story today at NJ.com. Pressure is nevertheless coming from the top. One organizational source says Hal Steinbrenner was, quote, concerned by the Yankees' sluggish play. That's the modern-day equivalent of the old boss getting on the phone to blast his team. And it's not just Hal who has been uneasy. The Yankees' upper echelon came out of spring training wondering if something was missing. Well, something is missing. And they're right to wonder. It doesn't all get washed away by one half inning yesterday. I think what was wrong and what continues to be wrong with the Yankees is on full display right now. And to me, that is something that can be fixed from within to a degree, but it's going to be very difficult to do. The Yankees have so many players on this team that are kind of locked into what they can do. Yesterday on the show from 12 to 3, we talked a lot about the fact that, you know, they have two players in Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton who are virtually the same player. They have a lot of players who can only play one position. There's not a ton of flexibility here. They want to continue to play Gleyber Torres at shortstop, even though it's clear he's not a shortstop. DJ LeMahieu at least got shifted for a game to first base yesterday. And Rougned Odor playing second base as he is again tonight after they get him and he gets the big hit yesterday. All of these kinds of things, these little shifts and changes, are very minimal in what they can actually do to try to change things up right now. You know, Jay Bruce doesn't look like he's somebody that's going to be a big part of the solution, and they've made that decision relatively quickly based on his slow start to the year. The owner is concerned. You should be concerned. They may be a 90-win team, okay? They may be. Everybody expects that to be the case. And frankly, if they are a 90-win team, it's because the rest of the American League is just not very good. The Yankees have the firepower, and they have an ace. But sometimes the firepower doesn't show up. I mean, if we're being completely honest about this, there are two things that you can count on with the New York Yankees. Maybe three. One is Gerrit Cole. Two is DJ LeMahieu. And three, if you want to call it that, is Aroldis Chapman. Beyond that, there's not much that you can definitively count on. So when I say count on, I'm talking about guys producing in consistent spots, being consistent throughout the year, being healthy, being available. If the Yankees were wondering this coming out of spring training, wouldn't it have been a legitimate concern if they see it to not have the concern right now? I would. And look, I just think the biggest problem is they have shifted the mentality from doing whatever they have to do to change the construction of the team and get a world championship to let's go win our 90-plus games and get to the playoffs and we'll see what happens. That's not a winning formula. That's not what you're supposed to do if you have a genuine need to win a championship. So these are real issues facing this team. And it's not like you can just take it and change it immediately. Aaron Hicks has been terrible so far this year. You can look at Gio Urshela and you know that he goes out and has a big game like yesterday. Everything that you get from Gio Urshela is great, but he's not somebody that can help carry a team over a period of time. Stanton can do that. Judge can do that. We've already run into injury concerns, and we know more are coming. We know they are coming. I mean, it's like predicting if the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It's happening. We just don't know when. So with all of this in mind, then you factor in the pitching. And beyond Gerrit Cole, please tell me who you have a great deal of faith in right now. Not just to go out and pitch six innings. Just to go out and not force the bullpen to give you five innings. Somebody to get through the fourth, for Pete's sake. Like Jordan Montgomery, if the bullpen had not been completely used up the previous couple of days, would have been out of there a lot sooner yesterday. So you can sit there and say, well, it's only April. I'm not worried. I'm not going to get too wrapped up in it. Okay, that's fine. I'm not trying to sound an alarm. What I'm telling you is the flaws that are very apparent very early in the season. And you have to pay attention to see them, but you don't have to pay that close attention. 800-919-3776. Let's roll. Marvin in the Bronx starting us out tonight. Marvin, what's going on?
What's going on, CC?
How you doing, good brother?
Maybe because I'm a 50-year Yankee fan and I've seen the ups and the downs, the vicissitudes of being a fan. But I go back to 98. I know it's not a good comparison. They started out like this. I'm not worried about the Yankees. It's a long season. I know their flaws. But you know what? I think at the end of the day, they will hoist the trophy. I may live to eat these words, but I have that kind of belief in this team.
Well, why do you have that belief that this year would be any different than the last few?
Well, it's not really an analytical belief. It's just a visceral feeling I get. I just think in the long run, Cashman is really the trump card. He'll see stuff during the season and find the people to do the job to make this season a productive season that we expect.
So let's be clear what it is. You have some blind faith in the situation.
Absolutely. Now, you know that, Chris. I bleed pinstripes.
I know you do.
I'm not negative. I take a lot of heat from my wife, the Mets fan. But you know what? You know what I tell her? We've won 7 World Series in my lifetime. How many have you won?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're only one ahead over the last 20 years. So, you know, maybe
all right, Chris,
dial it back.
Come on. Give me a break with that.
Marvin, good to hear from you as always. 800-919-3776. Open lines. We will get to a little bit of a different look tonight. Aaron Boone said this earlier.
He just felt like it was best to not be in the starting lineup tonight.
We'll tell you who he's talking about and why they're not in the starting lineup in moments, but as many of your calls as we can squeeze in until the Knicks and the Lakers pregame at the top of the hour. No Aaron Hicks in the Yankee lineup tonight. Reason being, Hicks, as you know, came up in the Minnesota organization and very upset by what's transpired with the recent events with the shooting of Dante Wright in Minnesota. So Aaron Boone basically indicated that Hicks did not want to play tonight, and there was some speculation that Giancarlo Stanton might pull himself out of the lineup. I have not seen anything along those lines as of yet, but here is Boone on the Yankees supporting Hicks' decision.
Aaron's hurting in a huge way, and I think in a way felt like it was probably the responsible thing to take himself out, and knowing that it was going to be hard for him to be all in mentally in what's, you know, a high stake, difficult, you know, job to go out there and perform for the New York Yankees. And so I don't really even give two thoughts to that. My consideration is with Aaron and his well-being, and, you know, making sure that, you know, as best we can, we support him and try and be there as best we can for him right now. So this is something in the immediate that's real emotion that he's feeling. And right now I'm going to support that.
And I don't blame him for it. Stanton is still listed as in the lineup on MLB.com, and there's been no updated ideas on that, but changes to that. But listen, I think overall, if you're Aaron Hicks and you're feeling that way, and your manager is Aaron Boone, who I think is one of the best at relating to players that's around, I really have no problem with him doing it if he is feeling that affected tonight. And a lot of people are, and I'm going to respect that. Val in the Bronx is next, 98.7 ESPN. Val, what's up?
Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Good evening, Chris. Mr. Carlin, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Val?
I'm all right. I know you don't remember me, but we've spoken a few times, actually, because you're my Westbrook hero from back in the day, the one that we said, oh, let's forget we said that. I called in and I spoke to Kay. And you came in, I was two calls away from when you came in on this show. And I got to tell you, Chris, as much as I love you, you broke my heart. I mean, I'm glad that you threw that in the way that you did because, you know, as a Yankee fan, we wear a lot of rose-colored glasses sometimes and we don't look at things as hard as we should. And a lot of the stuff that you said made a lot of sense. But I want you to tell me if I am wrong for thinking that, you know, what I mentioned to Michael and Don and Peter earlier, because personally, I think a lot of the offensive woes, I'm not talking about the pitching stuff, because I, you know, honestly speaking, while we have the ace and stuff like that, I think night in and night out, or more nights than others, we're looking to score more than everybody else. But personally, I think if we had Didi on our squad, Didi Gregorius, a lot of the offensive woes that we have, and even the defensive woes, because the whole stuff about Labor being a shortstop and all that stuff like that, you know, would not even be a question. And he shot me down. Like, you know,
I understood what he was saying too. And that's the thing, Val. Thanks for the call. The problem with the idea is if Didi had stayed, you had guys shifting around. They wanted to move Torres to short. They've been wrong about it. They should have kept Torres at second. Then, we all love LeMahieu. He would have been playing third. And then no Urshela, or he would have been playing first. And then no Voit. So, you know, to me, I don't disagree that they would have been a better team had they kept Didi, even if they didn't have Urshela or even Voit. I know that sounds a little bit crazy, but overall, they would have been a better team. X is in the Bronx. X, what's going on?
Yeah, Craig, how you doing, man?
Or Chris, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, what did you take on the Knicks this year, man? I'm proud of Thibodeau, man. He's got tremendous defense.
X, I cannot get enough of what they're doing, and thanks for the call. They have had an absolutely phenomenal season. I am beyond excited for what we have seen. And last night, to me, was just another example. And, yeah, they blew an 18-point lead, and it doesn't matter to me. They still found a way to go win the game. And the Knicks, I think what they've done since the All-Star break is even probably the most impressive part of all of it, considering how tough their schedule has been, and they're only a game under since the break, and they're 500 overall. I think they've been absolutely phenomenal. And, like, they bring joy. Think about that for a second. The Knicks are bringing you joy. It's been a minute. Matt in New Jersey next, 98.7 ESPN. Matt, what's up?
Hey, Chris, I just have to agree with you when you said that the Yankees kind of look like a team that's playing to win their 90-plus games, and whether that gets them the postseason and then playing for the rest of the postseason. I mean, I'm a little bit short of 30, so I've grown up, as a child, remembering the teams that won plenty of championships and won the World Series. And I don't, not the Steinbrenner's model of how they built this team, and I give Brian Crashman a lot of credit for how he sustained himself over these past few years. But this Yankees team, as you said, has plenty of flaws that it doesn't take too closely to look at to realize that if they don't make, major improvements or have an unexpected guy or two, take kind of a leap of faith as far as, their performance, it doesn't look too promising as far as them competing the postseason, October, late October, November.
The big problem here is a couple of things, and thanks for the call. They're defensively deficient, to say the least. They expect to go out and club you to death every night, and that works up until a point when you face good pitching, and they don't have good enough pitching. They were hoping that Corey Kluber would go out there and pitch to a 4.5 ERA this year, and they would score 7, 8, 9 runs a night, and that'd be good enough for them. That has not been good enough as of yet. It really hasn't. Couple of the comments over on the video stream, which is live at ESPN New York 98.7's Twitter handle, on ESPN New York's Facebook page as well. Let's see. Jay Castillo on the Yankees, defensively average. I don't seriously consider them a World Series contender. They're a contender. The problem is, do they have anywhere near enough to get over the top once they get to the postseason? Like, the idea now that it's get to the postseason and it's a crapshoot, okay, that's great. That never would have flown before. And then Steve Brzezinski, our buddy Steve-O, checking in. Hal speaking is like an oh-blank moment. It got real. Yeah, that is George's version of blasting the team on the back page when you hear that Hal is even remotely concerned. And he didn't speak, but that's what people inside the organization have said to Bob Clappish. Hey, Jets Nation, get back to football this season at MetLife Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. You'll experience a Jets game day experience like never before, including VIP hospitality, reserve parking, a dedicated entrance, and a private outdoor patio space in your suite. You can now also leave a deposit for single game rentals. Lock in your suite today at nyjets.com/suites or call 1-800-469-JETS. More calls, as many as we can here. Mike in the Bronx, next, 98.7 ESPN. Mike, what's up?
Hey, man, thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate it. So, really, as a Yankees fan, right, it's championship or bust for us. And right now, it seems as though Hal, his mindset is outscore every single team. We don't really need much pitching. When do you think Hal is going to wake up and really go after the pitching we need to bring a championship back to the Bronx?
Well, they did with Gerrit Cole. The problem is that this past year, there wasn't great pitching to go out and be had. Where I think the problem really comes from is, A, their lack of development of pitching, which nobody has talked about. Nobody has talked about that we have not seen great Yankee pitchers come up through the organization in a while. I mean, we don't know what Davey Garcia is. We saw certainly what Severino can be, but he's been hurt. Give me the last few great Yankee pitchers that have come up. We're not paying attention at all to the fact that the draft is really not yielded fantastic results? Really haven't. Javier in Queens next. Javier, what's up, baby?
What up, Carlin? Absolute honor to be on the air with you. I hope a lot of everyone goes home peacefully in Minneapolis tonight, and I'm really proud to see athletes use their platform to inform the public of social injustice. But on to the Yankees. I think talking about their offense right now is kind of futile. We all know that the offense will click at some point. I think the pressure needs to be on Cole. This guy's getting paid as though he's going to be better than CeCe Sabathia, but he hasn't been better than CeCe at his best when he was with the Yankees.
So I think I can't really get on Cole. I'm sorry. I'm not worried about Gerrit Cole, and thanks for the call. I'm really not. You want to talk about the pressure being on him? This guy's not bothered by any of it. He's not. He's going to be fine. Sam on ELIE. Sam, 20 seconds, go.
Hey, big fella. Yeah, just a few points about the Yankees. I think that a lot of the concern about this team is that it's just a lot of the same old with the lack of clutch hitting or runners in scoring or small ball type. But I think that will change. And also, I do think that Severino will come back, be a huge addition, and Britton coming back and Boyd coming back. And I think Cashman will do something at the deadline to make
Britton coming back
better.
Is going to help immensely. And thanks for the call. Voit coming back should help. Severino coming back, I'm hopeful. But don't count on this all being, oh, it's like a trade deadline trade. Oh, we got our guy. You don't know. Severino has not done enough in his career to have established himself as the solution to all of your problems. He hasn't. These problems persist, and they're going to be very difficult to fix.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.